Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Today, my friend, did you know is National Beer Day? And you're a beer guy, beer man. Not that that would be your superhero name, but beer man is pretty cool.
I am beer man.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't love beer. And I think, unpopular opinion, I think you and my dad and other friends in my life who claim to love beer and coffee and you think the taste is good, you're lying.
How can you say that? You're accusing me of lying.
Yes.
Something that I enjoy.
You are perjuring yourself on the stand.
First of all, don't be messing with coffee, because the coffee, I do enjoy the taste. And, you know, if it's just run-of-the-mill coffee, but a really good coffee.
How often does one get a really great coffee?
As often as I possibly can, yes.
That's a politician answer.
And when it comes to beer, there really isn't any bad beer. There's just better beer.
Not true. Coffee is bitter, and beer is like acerbic and gas-inducing. Do you guys just it because it makes you regular? What's happening?
It does kind of fill you up a little bit. Yeah. That Sue says it all the time. I can only have like one beer, and she barely finishes like a Miller Lite.
Well, and at least she's a champ and she tries it. I will drink a beer if it's totally fruity and there's no beer flavor in it.
Okay.
But I think that's
I like beer,
cheat.
But I don't like the beer flavor.
Right. I'll try it if it's totally not tasting like the thing you say it is.
Like a wheat beer with an orange squeezed in it, or does it have to be like a fruit flavored
beer?
Well,
it helps if there's chunks of fruit in there. I'm not going to lie.
And chunks of fruit. Okay.
I'm with Sue. You can eat or you can have a beer, but how do you have the capacity in your stomach to hold both things, like food and beer?
Because we are men, we can.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Then you hammer up some drywall and fight a bear?
All the time.
Okay.
All the time.
I will try to take your word for it that you enjoy it. I just wanted to wish you happy National Beer Day, because you and my daddy are the two biggest beer fans, and you know your stuff.
Yeah, and why is there a day?
I don't know.
Why is there a day?
There's a waffle day.
I'm not going to celebrate today. It's National Beer. Hey, let's go celebrate. No.
Well, the waffle day I celebrate, so no judgment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.